This week's episode of Playing in the Clitter Box will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Hey, Shining Wizards, I hear you got a podcast. No shit. I either knew it was a podcast or a circle jerk for virgins. In this case, I have a feeling I'm right about both. So your podcast is about wrestling. Nothing says manly like a bunch of dudes that blow off their wives to talk about sweaty dudes. Do a steel cage match that won't end until you knock the gay out of each other. Be a man.
Alright, welcome to episode 808 of the Shining Wizards Podcast. After a blast of an in-person episode, we're all back home, farting into our normal chairs this week. Tonight, we got AEW talk. As we get into the guts of All In, we got JCW, which had two freaking shows that I'm sure were Russo-rific. We also got WWE, Homework, Dark Side of the Ring, and so much more. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brundo.
Double T.
Tony.
And some Kevin.
Gentlemen, how's everyone doing tonight?
What's going on, dudes?
You're looking at it. I think I finally settled in after last week. Like, everything is reset. It was a rough week for me.
Yeah. Getting back in like the regular flow of things. Like, finding that groove. Refinding that groove is nice. Once you find it.
Yeah, I went to work the next day like nothing. I don't know about you, Brundo.
I went to work like totally fine the next day. Went away that's again not, this weekend.
Well, I wouldn't say totally fine. I fucking had diarrhea fucking scored three times fucking Tuesday morning. But other than that, everything was A-okay. Aces and McAces.
I also don't understand, Brundo, why you targeted me. Like, I was the one that was going to have the problem with the white mana. In the group text message, like, you got the bubble guts today, Matt?
Oh, no. That was good. More just, I had it, Tony had it, so I figured I'd double check if it was all of us.
You want me to text Tropic L? See if he shit his brains out?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah. It's like an iron stomach over here. That was good. I didn't know. I think I had like six. I didn't have that many.
I'll tell you what,
if I never eat a fucking hot dog again, though, I'm good. I've been eating fucking hot dogs, potato salad, and tortellini salad all fucking week. I'm done. I'm so fucking done.
No fish cakes?
No, you can't save the fish cakes, man.
I mean, at least the ones that were purified in the aiolis.
They were blessed. We still haven't done the hot dog eating contest, Double T. So don't say never, right? That's still out there.
Bro, I probably ate not even kidding. Between Tuesday and Friday, I probably ate like 16 hot dogs.
Shit, you almost reached your records for how many you stick up your ass.
18 and a half.
We had so many fucking leftovers in the fucking potato salad and the pasta.
I didn't realize Hornswoggle was one of the 18 and a half. Hey, speaking of things that we haven't done yet, how's the Wizards news coming along?
Oh man, you couldn't. You know what? You're a fucker.
Tell me you finished something already.
No, I didn't. I haven't done fucking a Wizards newsletter in a while. I've been busy.
It was all good.
He means the punishment, Matt.
The punishment, not the newsletter. The
punishment. Jesus Christ, that's even. We haven't even talked. We've never even talked about that.
Well, you didn't have to talk about it with me. It was talking amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that at all.
Well, I did broach the subject a couple months back. We just haven't gotten back to it. I think is kind of where we're at.
Oh, I mean, if we need to pivot, gotta give me a heads up.
Pivot.
Really?
Yeah, fucking pivot. Yeah,
pivot. Pivot. We will read the Vince Russo book live on air for everybody. Okay.
No, that's not a punishment. That's a thrill.
Pivot again.
I'll make you guys do a watch along to something fucking putrid and god awful.
I mean, you know, me and Brando can sit through it, but I don't know about HK.
Well, that's tough. Then that's bigger punishment for him, then I guess.
Yeah.
Pivot.
I'll do Bean Boozles again or a hot chocolate or whatever. No.
Oh, I'll do that. Oh. Yeah, I could do that.
There's like 16 Carnage cups you could make us watch.
All 16?
Well, no. Just pick the worst one.
Pivot.
Oh, what's I found wrong, online. I found on YouTube somebody posted JCW volumes 1, 2, and 3. That might be fun.
Like Juggalo Championship Wrestling?
Yeah, but it's like
on like the VHS or the DVDs.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope.
Is he frozen? No, oh, there he goes.
He was, yes. Yeah. For a minute he was frozen, yes.
So it's ICP doing like what they did for like Stranglemania. Like, but they're talking shit commentary over their own stuff.
I'm like, sure that was
like they did at Bloody Mania, the main event.
That was Shaggy Two Dope, wasn't it?
Violent J was there too.
Oh, he was on commentary? I thought he was at ringside. No?
No, they both were. They both were.
I don't. Yeah, well, it's a JCW kind of Monday, I guess.
Oh, man. No.
A lot going on in the world of JCW.
Is that really what we're going to lead off with?
We can go wherever you want. HK, how was your weekend?
Last weekend, I had a
Tony, ahead. Tony, guess how many times Handsome Kevin went to Rancho Loco this weekend? We're talking Friday to Sunday.
4.
Oh, close. It could have been close, Tony. Close. 3. Wait. Thrice. All thrice right. times.
All right. And all right. Before HK responds, in any of those 3 visits, was there a take home meal for the next day? Because if there was, then I would count that as another visit.
We did not discuss Friday. There was not a take home meal. And that is what led to the Saturday visit because Molly was out and about. But I don't know. We didn't ask if we did a take-home deal on Saturday. HK, take-home deal Saturday.
No, take-home Saturday, but I knew I was going back Sunday.
Was there a take-home Sunday? Because you knew you weren't going back today.
No, there wasn't a take-home meal Sunday.
Would you take home a Honduran?
But I did. Maybe to your guys' surprise, I actually did take home a dessert on Sunday.
A Honduran?
Oh, what, they put fucking Hershey syrup on a sponge for you? Because you have fucking terrible taste buds.
Yeah, they put it on a sponge right after they wash their asshole.
I mean, the way you feel about them, that wouldn't surprise me.
Did you go for the flan? Was it flan?
It was Mexican cheesecake.
What, do they fucking put refried beans on it?
No,
does it give you the runs?
No, it's made with queso.
It's a little bit. Actually, well, I took home queso too. I suppose that probably. Anyways, no, it's got a different consistency. It's a little richer. It is fucking amazing. It's so good.
But I can't wait to try it for 6 meals when I come out to
You can, yeah, well, six or seven. We're talking about a couple different spots to go. Fuck, I'm having a stroke. Fuck it, back here if you need me.
Hey, are we going to go to Mall of America?
Do you want to go to the Mall of America?
I mean, I already did this year, so I've already checked it off the 2026 list. But if you want to go back, I could try something different other than that shitty mac and cheese place.
Can I just tell you I'm an idiot?
We all knew that.
Well, yeah.
Like, you want to go eat at the Mall of America?
No, I just was wondering if that was on the itinerary of things to do. It's going to be a long weekend.
Well, we got.
Is there a Rancho Loco there?
So
no.
Okay, thank God.
So one of the things that I kind of figure is that, you know, if you guys get in early and we got time to kill before Tropical comes in, we'll probably just slide over to the mall because it's right, you know, it's right there. So we got time to kill. Makes no sense not to pop over there.
Well, you told me to get to Minneapolis at like the ass crack of dawn. I'm assuming, yeah. Al's not strolling in at like 2 p.m.
No. But I think it was last year that maybe Tropical came in first and then Double T landed.
I was right there after him, yeah.
Because there was, no. I think we're on, what did I send you? We're on a 7 a.m. flight. There was an 11 a.m. flight, which I wouldn't mind sleeping in a little later. But then you were like, no, we're going to lose the day. So I was like, oh, I don't want to lose the day.
Well, if you think about it, you get here at 2, you do kind of burn the day, you know?
Yeah, especially if you go to sleep at 6.
All right, fair enough, Brundo.
We will be arriving in Minneapolis at 9:03 a.m.
Perf. Love it.
With full bellies.
Oh, yeah.
Full of fucking margaritas.
No, that reminds me, Double T. About a week before, they're going to send me the checklist for the menu. You got to let me know what you want to order.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, we didn't even get the week halfway done, and Tony has already booked our trip to Minneapolis for his birthday in October.
I booked me and Double T. I booked us right, buddy.
And I think, you know, I think you guys will all get your own rooms, the house here.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice for everybody.
So where are you going to sleep?
I'll sleep in my room.
Wait, what room?
And where's Molly going to sleep?
Also in my room.
Where's the extra room?
So we got the downstairs set up, right?
The basement. We got,
yep. Yeah. Okay. And then we got a room. We got three rooms upstairs.
How come I didn't get a fucking room upstairs last time?
Because you're a fucking troll, dude.
Well, because we didn't have the downstairs has the 70 inch and all that. It's got a bed down there and all everything.
Yeah, it's right? Got a fucking train that comes through at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Is that HK?
Matt's dungeon.
It's Matt's dungeon. See, but we also have like Molly's room or Molly's office upstairs. We figured we could probably put like an air mattress type situation in. Fuck, one of you guys could stay in my goddamn office if you wanted to. We got the space.
You got the big screen there with all the porn.
Yeah, all of it. I'll set up the projector. I want to see some big tit ass.
I mean, I don't need them gigantic.
No, you need 500 acre tits.
You don't need
Brundo.
Yep.
Also, don't need to go to Minnesota to watch porn, though, unless you're trying to do some weird like watch porn in every state bucket list thing.
Yeah, that is not a bucket list thing.
Is that a fucket list thing?
Well, there you go. Al said he'll stay in the office and rearrange the display while he's in there.
I don't like that idea.
He might go home with some of your figures.
He might stick a couple up his ass.
He might.
He just put one on his cock and just hang it out the door.
Well, how is he going to, you know, this fucker's going to balance on a dick?
No, he'll put the arms around it and just have it hang out the door like it's fucking Austin hanging off of a scaffold at some shitty WCW pay-per-view.
A dick hugging fig. I got you.
The Black Scorpion.
Yeah.
Okay, terrific.
So everyone's back to normal.
Well, I mean, normal is a relative term, but yes.
Business as usual.
Yeah, I watched Brundle's back to normal, right? Did you shit in front of any of your neighbors this week?
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. I got yelled at for my wife for cutting a walk short with her.
Bro, what is wrong with you?
I have no fucking idea. I'm going to the stomach doctor soon.
Do you not know? Like, I don't know. I can't speak for Tony and Handsome Kevin, but like, I usually shit in the morning. Like, I know when I have to shit. Like, it's in the morning before I leave the house.
Yeah.
But you have like these surprise attacks.
Apparently.
Like the black.
Sometimes
scorpion.
I think I'm good. I'll be like, oh, okay. I can do like a 20-minute walk or so, and then, you know, 5 minutes down the block. Nope. See you later.
Maybe you should just like walk in front of your house for a couple minutes before you actually embark on the journey.
That's not a bad idea.
Like, get it. Maybe you just need to get the stew cooking, you know?
Just get a warm up.
Just walk around your basement for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Only one of us weirdos does that.
I got a treadmill.
We fucking gaslit him into getting a fucking treadmill.
Actually, I love the treadmill.
Where does the treadmill go in my dungeon? Can I use the treadmill?
If you'd like to, yeah.
Do you do the treadmill without shoes?
No. No, well, I did. Bad idea. Fuck.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's an awful idea.
Yeah. So, but no, not anymore. I got to put the sneaks on for the treadmill.
My son got a walking pad, and he was doing it with just socks, and it was wrecking his feet. He actually got a pair of Under Armour shoes, and he's like, it's the greatest thing. He got actual walking sneakers.
Yeah, you know, he's not supposed to walk on his maxi pad. He's supposed to stick it in his pussy.
You don't stick a maxi pad in your pussy, you fucking retard. What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, Dr. Tony.
Dude, like, come on.
Fucking literal Tony over here.
Stick a maxi pad in
his
pussy.
I know how a fucking tampon works.
Yeah, but you said maxi pad, you fucking whore.
All right, whatever. It fucking sits in his girly underwear. I don't know what to tell you.
His girly underwear?
All right, his manly underwear?
What the fuck are we doing?
We're doing the show.
Dude, I'm so glad Limoncello Tony's back.
Yeah, when did he come back? Will he be going to Minnesota?
Huh?
Will he be going to Minnesota?
Fuck yeah, he will. I can't wait to go to Ollie's and meet the transvestite that was hitting on him.
But there's no guarantee that.
Oh, that person's there. That person lives there. Trust me. Oh, yeah.
Will we get to stay for longer than a half an hour?
I will. I know it's not far from HK's residence, so I wouldn't mind walking.
It's not. I figured it out. I Googled after we came back. After we came back and I was at the bar and I was talking to everybody about like Jersey Cow Jesse and company about my trip. I Google mapped the bar and then I figured out how to get back to HK's house.
It's not far, right? We could probably walk.
No, it's not far at all.
Well, it's Minnesota in October, Tony. It's a little colder than I think you think it is.
No, good thing I asked you if I should bring jeans. You were like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what were you going to wear? Fucking
shorts.
I wear shorts.
It's going to pull in a fucking October? Milwaukee Tom. Fucking Hawaiian shirts with no undershirts and fucking shorts and probably Crocs or flip-flops.
Yeah. I wear shorts in October. No worries.
I don't know. Him and fucking Al went for one of their gay fucking morning strolls one morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And Al came back with icicles in his beard. And I was like, no, I'll go sleep on a couch. You two fucking weirdos can just walk in a circle in the basement for 4 hours.
Wait, you didn't go for a walk with them?
What, nice. Are you out of your fucking mind?
We're getting him up, HK. We're all going for a walk while
you're
I'm there.
Fucking crazy.
Come on, dude.
No, it's I'm not going walking in the fucking cold on my vacation.
I didn't realize this was a vacation. I thought this was a mission.
No, a mission. A mission? What's your
mission?
Fucking...
A mission to fucking party.
Take you all over the world. We got a Bavarian spot, right? That we can hit that.
Wait, pretzels?
What's that?
You said Bavarian, right? Pretzels?
Yep.
Soft?
Yeah. Well, you want a soft? We'll get you pickled herring. We'll get you a whole bit. Get some Schweinhocks.
All right, let's take it easy. I just want a pretzel.
You want Schweinhocks?
No.
All right.
I don't want Zelzich. I don't want brats. I don't want any of that stuff. I want a Honduran to serve me fucking flautas and quesadillas.
We can do that.
Also, when you go for a walk at 6 o'clock in the morning and you get fucking hit by a car and then a deer eats your dead body, don't tell me I didn't tell you not to go for a fucking walk.
No, listen, we're not going to be walking animals. We're not going to be walking through Summit. Take it easy.
I don't know a goddamn thing about animals. A deer is not going to fucking eat you. All right?
It might.
Not going to happen.
It's fucking cold up there. It's fucking the grass is not good at that time of the year. It'll eat anything.
Jews don't eat meat. Come on now.
They'll yeah, they do. When they can't get other stuff, they've been known to eat meat.
I'll walk with pockets full of seeds, and I'll just fucking throw them at them. Smart. I'll distract them.
That's we'll have Trump yell. It'll be fine.
Is Al a fast runner being a bigger fella? I mean, I know he's got a longer stride.
No, he's slow.
Well, shit, all I got to do is outrun you, really.
I'll beat you in a race.
Your fucking feet. Twinkle toes.
Oh, my God, feet. A Tony HK fucking foot race. I'd wake up in the morning for that. Me and Molly would watch from the fucking deck on the back and just watch you two idiots run down the street. I'd go back inside and hang out with the dog and Molly. You assholes are walking in the fucking freezing cold.
Oh, shit. Is your dog like one of them hypoallergenic dogs, or am I going to have to bring all my fucking allergy meds?
He's frozen again.
What, do you go for a walk in October?
Look, he's sleeping. Nope, he's back.
Hey, wait, that's your Chromebook, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was listening back to last week's show, and it's got to be your Chromebook because you were doing fucking robot voice here in the same location with all of us.
Gotcha.
So it's definitely a laptop issue.
Figure out the laptop issue. Yeah, because I didn't, obviously, when we were all hooked up on stuff like that, I didn't notice anything super bad about it, but it does keep on kind of cutting in and out. So I got to figure out what the fuck is going on with it.
No, Molly just gave me the heads up. Bring all the allergy drugs. Okay. And Al, too. Look at this.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know what, Tony? Honestly, to prepare for this trip, just text Molly.
It's probably right.
She'll take it. Whatever you need. If you need like some, you need like limoncello, old people tea to put you to sleep, whatever you do at night. Like
tea?
I don't know.
I have plenty of tea. I got bedtime tea.
Fucking old. I don't know. If, think I am.
I don't know. You're always tired and grumpy. I don't know.
I'm always tired and grumpy.
Yeah. So I don't know if you need like a special sleep aid to go to sleep.
If he's tired, what is he need a sleep aid?
I need marital aids.
That's why we have it's a dildo with a sword handle on it.
Sword dildo. Come on.
We got these too. We can just put some batteries in that guy. And
it doesn't have batteries in it. I feel.
No, you take the batteries out, man. You get, yeah.
Why?
You can't just leave batteries in it.
All right, Burpee McGillicuddy, I got a question to ask you. Your wife says we have to give you a computer because you can't get a new one. It's got to be a fucking Kevin thing.
No.
You said it, not me.
You fucker. She's making a joke.
I don't think so.
Yes. Can you, HK, can you practice this? HKG?
No, I cannot.
Where's my fucking bell? I don't even know where to fucking put it. Thank you.
You're welcome. What is that?
I don't know. It's my bell. Now kiss.
I don't get it.
Weddings, the fucking bell, the fucking clinky glasses.
Yes, yes.
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 Also, woof.
I'm surprised Jersey Cow Jesse came back after the way HK sexually assaulted him at my barbecue.
Oh my God. All you needed was a cake and it was a fucking good night.
Chaos.
Poor guy. Surprised he'll even talk to me. Yikes. All right. But we're all back. Everything's back to some sense of normalcy. And now the chaos ensues. We're a couple months away from our anniversary show. We're also a couple months away from the next Hall of Fame class we have to talk about, I guess.
Holy shit. I was thinking that a couple of hours ago because I found my old notepads and I'm like, we got to fucking get this thing rolling too. Good call, Double T.
Great minds, Tony. Not so much on your punishment, but other things, yes.
What do they say? Come see, come saw. Column A, column B. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Come see, come saw.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard that one.
You've never heard come see, come saw?
No. I hear potato, potato usually.
Oh, yeah. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I dig it. We watched a ton of wrestling this week. I think we did. What do you guys want to talk? Where do you want to start? What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the things in wrestling that bother me?
Can we start with JCW?
We 100% can start with fucking JCW Bloody Mania.
Oh, you don't want to start with Lunacy?
I got to the Battle Royal and I was done. First of all, it was fucking came up in the chat. HK was like, I think I'm going to try and watch Lunacy. It's 3 hours. Or he said something. It was whatever HK was going to watch for 3 hours. I was like, I can't do 3 hours of JCW. I can't. No, I did fucking almost 4 hours of JCW because I watched both shows. Like a real fucking idiot. I don't understand why they had to do a live Lunacy and then they had to do Bloody Mania.
Why not, bro?
I don't know.
The Juggalos are there for some fucking JCW too, man.
They were there. They weren't there for the wrestling, though. They were there to see, like, all the other clown shit.
Like all the chicks with their titties and butt cheeks hanging out?
Yeah, and all the fat white dudes with no fucking shirts on. So that's what I wanted to see in the fucking crowd when I was watching JCW. Fucking fat hillbillies with no fucking shirts on.
Yeah, see enough of that in the ring.
Oh, my God. It was nice to see Mickey Knuckles on Lunacy. I'll say that.
What's with the turkey leg, Brundo? Is that some insider joke, or is that just a thing that she did for the show?
It must have been something she did for the show. I didn't get to watch any of GCW this weekend.
Brundo, don't say like I didn't get to. Brundo's the smartest one out of all of us. Actively make sure he doesn't watch JCW. No,
this week I would have, but I was away in Connecticut all weekend, so JCW.
You win this week, Brundo. Again.
I mean, Mickey Knuckles was there, and I love Battle Royals and all this other.
No, you don't. No, you don't love Battle. This Battle Royal was fucking. It was the fucking Mr. Personality Shane Mercer started off, and then apparently there was a JCW tryout that took place at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, so yeah.
The first three entrants into the Battle Royal were all like people who tried out. I don't know. One was like a retarded hillbilly Jim, then two skinny wolves. It was not great.
Oh, and then we got Mosh Pit Mike. He's back.
He came back as Fisherman Mike, and then
Mike Wormfinger, Mike Splatter, yes, Mikey Funk.
He came back as the inmate too.
Was that Mike Platter? Or was that Mikey Wormfinger?
Wormfinger was the fisherman.
Okay. Yeah. But then who was Mikey Platter? I don't know. He came out dressed like fucking nails.
Yeah, fuck it.
And then the ring rat came out and got slaughtered by fucking Shane Mercer. Like,
yeah, she did.
Good.
And Kerry Morton came out and he got fucked up by Caleb Conley. Oh, and then they decided that Caleb was going to defend against Kerry Morton during the Gathering of the Juggalos for Lunacy rather than the fucking... rather than the whatchamacallit, Bloody the nighttime show,
Bloody Mania. Yeah, I kind of fell asleep during the Battle Royal too, so put me to sleep. So I woke up and Congo Kong had won.
I mean, like everything else though was just like all Stu Not interference, people getting involved. Like it was, I think the only one that had actual clean finish was Haley J beat Sunny Kiss.
So it was an episode of Lunacy.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah. But Bloody Mania was long. But there were a couple things that I didn't mind.
Oh, please do tell.
The ring rat getting blasted by the fucking chair was the guitar was awesome. And I really thought James Storm was going to get his dick sucked. He looked like he was into it.
Okay, yeah.
So I thought that Stephen Flo gave Shane Mercer the guitar because fucking stupid ass Ken Kennedy again didn't show up for a fucking show that they built the storyline around. Big fucking surprise there. So he had to fucking rope in Shane Mercer to be his partner, and he gave him the golden guitar. He gave him the ring rat, but he didn't want the ring rat. Right. But then he gave him the guitar, and then Stephen Flo fucking wound up using the guitar anyway, didn't he?
Yes, he blasted the ring rat with it.
Yeah, but Shane Mercer took the guitar under the assumption that some fucking idiot Mark would pay money for it. So that's why he took it. And then he fucking didn't even have it anymore.
Stories,
I don't know.
Bro. Stories.
Fucking stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I
like the women's three-way match.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It was okay.
It's so funny. It's so funny watching Big Al flex when she's in the ring with J-Rod. It just really makes me laugh. Like J-Rod's the one that's all put together and Big Al just fucking flexes all the time.
She got that muscles.
No,
I see HK is up there. I don't know. He's smirking, right? Because he hated it. I know he hated it. But also, like, I think I don't want to speak out of turn for Tony, but I watch it at face value. I know it's not going to be good because it's fucking Juggalo Championship Wrestling. But I feel like you're watching it because you think it's going to be like better than what it is.
I know what it is, right? I know what it is, but there's a lot of things that bother me that are outside of me going into it knowing what it is. The quality of matches that were put on were a little bit less than I would expect even going into it. I think they got a guy like Josh Bishop who is a stud, and then Bronson and Facade. Like Facade can go, but Bronson seemed to make the match kind of clunky. You know what I mean? Like there was a lot of things that you put that extra element into the match and it kind of fucks shit up. The ladies match was kind of all over the place for me. The main event can just eat a shit.
The main event was shit.
Just
it was
the whole thing can be shit.
But who was in the main event? You expect that to be fucking War Games 92? No,
of course not. But the thing that bothers me the most about the event in its entirety is the one motherfucker that you would expect to be there because it's their big event. Nothing. Not a fucking vignette. I saw nothing from old Vinny Roo. Where the fuck was Vinny Roo? Did I miss him?
Shouldn't that make the show better?
But doesn't he have a responsibility to fucking be there? If this is their big event and he's been on their TV show every fucking week, like, isn't there some type of responsibility that he has to the fucking company, to this goddamn event, to the fans of the company, to fucking show up? It drives me. That guy can eat a shit, man. I fucking, like, he drives me absolutely fucking nuts. And I don't even like him. I don't want to see him. But to not be there at their biggest fucking event, go fuck yourself, man. Fuck yourself in the ass with a chainsaw. Fuck off.
He probably picked up a shit dollar and left.
He did like a vignette on like a backstage thing on Lunacy where Caleb Conley was like, he wants to do it by himself. And then he did something with Violent J where Violent J, he's like, I'm rooting for the JWO to win. Like, I want to get rid of him. And then they talked about who the special guest referee was going to be. That was on Lunacy, but no, he wasn't on Bloody Mania, and I'm okay with that.
I don't want to say, but am I wrong? Does he not have some type of responsibility of being their biggest show?
No, you're right about that. You're right about that.
Fuck him. He can eat
it. Probably
shit.
Makes it better though
that he wasn't there.
Yes.
No, you're not wrong. Like, I don't want to see him, but again, fuck him. It's a responsibility.
So does anyone know who Hokane is?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Here's the funny story. I was getting recommended this female wrestler, and I don't know why, but like I thought, like, and her profile picture on Facebook was crazy, and I'm like, who is this woman? So like I started digging in, and she's a independent wrestler, and she kind of does like a crazy gimmick, and she's not hard on the eyes at all.
No,
Erica Lee.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, it's her.
No shit. I love Erica Lee.
Yeah, she seems to be a good egg. And I'm glad that she got that and she fits the gimmick perfectly because like her regular, like if you're familiar with her, like her regular gimmick is that she's kind of fucking off her rocker anyway.
Yeah.
So she fits in perfectly. I enjoyed the match too. Like I thought that her and Danny Mo did a good job. That's one thing I could say. JCW, like, they've got pretty good women talent there. They honestly do. Now, the fuckery around all the booking, that's, you know, that's another fucking story, but.
Now, Barnabas has nobody.
Yeah. Hokane turned on him. The fucking zombies turned on him.
Well, he lost the zombies to Danny Mo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he can make the show now. He's got no other obligations.
No, he'll get the sniffles.
Barnabas is out. He's on the list. Barnabas is on the list with Eric Cannon and Brooke Havoc, Jacques Rougeau, Rob Shit. Who else fucking canceled last minute?
Charlie Haas.
Charlie Haas.
Who, Pantera?
Ken Patera.
Oh, Ken Patera can eat his shit.
What about Ken Pantera?
Ken Pantera rules. He's with the Cowboys from Hell.
Take the show to a new level.
So, but wait a minute. I'm trying to remember. Chapa City beat the Outbreak. Was somebody involved in that? Did somebody come out?
Yeah, Hocaine and Barnabas.
Yeah.
And they fucked with the Outbreak. But you see what I mean? Like, everything was a fuck of, like, fuckery. Like, Caleb Conley gets the fucking message from Violent J, like, you have to defend your title tonight against a mystery opponent.
Yeah, what happened to the fucking the Tunney rule? He defended it the night before. He shouldn't have to defend it for another 30 days.
Listen, Violent J is 50% owner, and fucking what's his name's not there, so it is what it is. But, dude, they give the match to Mr. Happy. And you know Mr. Happy's not going to win. But then on top of everything, Mr. Happy gets the advantage. And what do we get? More Russo booking. Fucking Prego McGego comes out and says, she signed the papers and the baby's yours. And all these people come out like 20 minutes into the match. Why can't they just come out right away? You know what I'm saying?
I hate
distract them right away. Roll up 1, 2, 3. It's over. Fuck them. You know?
At this point in JCW, I'd be more surprised if a match had clean finish.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't want to sound like an idiot. Who the fuck is Painful Paul?
He's just some fucking big dude. I have no idea.
Okay, because he was he was not in any. If I'm wrong, correct. He was not in any of this fucking buildup. It's the first time I've seen him.
So yeah. I'm not 100% because obviously going in I've been able to follow with it.
I know who he is.
But I'm with you.
He's Talos. Talos and Daisy Kill. And NWA. But
where did he come from? Like all of a sudden he's in the Luciano family.
No, see, they mentioned something like 2 weeks ago when they saw him. He came out for something and they said like, oh, he's back. Well, fucking Painful Paul is back. So apparently he's got some sort of history with JCW. What that is, I don't know. But he's a big fucking dude.
Yeah, that's all. He's fucking JWO for life. Sort of, bro.
Fucking horrible. What a fucking shit.
What is that really what happened?
Yeah, and those GCW assholes show up. Oh, God. What a fucking mess.
That fucking ruined everything.
They're going to run that shit back again?
Too Tough Tony and Willie Mack both get hit in the balls, both get rolled up, and both get pinned at the same time by Madman Pondo counts it? Like, what the fuck?
He's licensed in Missouri. He's a referee.
No, I don't care that he's a referee, but like...
Gore games, Tony. Gore games!
And I think the biggest one, bigger than Ken Kennedy not being there, what the fuck is going on with Yabo?
Well, he had other things going on.
Yes, I believe somebody put in our Discord, Yabo may have...
Yeah, that was me.
Uh-huh.
That was you, or was that Hardvark?
No, I mentioned it that... Yeah, I think I said Yabo should have been named Ruffo.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought it was clever at the time.
I said it's still clever. Sad but true.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Painful Paul used to be part of Jasmine St. Clair's bunch.
The Monster Corporation?
Yeah, the Monster Corporation. It was a big part of the show in 2025, 2024.
I only started watching at the end of 25.
No, Hardvark posted that the Ring Rat was saying, get those clown dicks ready.
That's right. Yeah, she put that. She was celibate, but now she's looking for some clown dicks.
Wait. She was what?
Celibate?
Celibate? Rundo. Spell it however you want, buddy.
Yeah. And now I'm hella bent.
And I just replied like a baboon.
Wait, what? How did I say? What did I say wrong? Oh,
she was Sella bent to suck all them dicks. It's Sella bit. B-A-T.
Oh, Sella bit. Okay.
Sella bent. I'm Sella bent on sucking dick.
I'll be back. I got to go get some clown makeup.
Yeah, she had the fucking gas station dick pills. So she was looking to.
Oh, is that what she's holding? I thought she was holding rubbers. No, oh, who am I like kidding? She's a raw dog.
Write it down.
Yep.
Who am I kidding? She's a raw dog. Jeez Louise.
Oh, you think she was going to tell James Storm in front of all the fucking juggalos and juggalettes, strap one on? Hell no.
Who puts on a condom to get a blowjob?
I don't know.
What kind of fucking weird fucking Christian people are you hanging out with?
Wait a second, though. Wait a second, though. You see where they're at. They're at the gathering of the juggalos in Missouri.
I understand. Yeah.
There's probably a lot of facial warts or herpes. Warts.
Please write down facial warts. Jesus Christ.
Probably
some facial warts. Holy shitballs.
Can Tony, can punishment be we have to go to Gathering of the Juggalos next year?
No, because I think that might be a good time.
It'd be a fucking great
time. Damn it. Oh, I would have thrown fucking picks this year for that.
See, we could have pivoted. I could have told my wife, oh, we're going to Kevin's and then just fucking go to the gathering.
Too close to the barbecue.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, whatever. Bloody Mania was a fucking bloody dick.
And why are we doing JCW versus GCW? What's the point of this?
They already did this.
Yes, and I don't know what the point was either. I like how we ruined the ending for Tony because he was still watching it.
No, I don't give a fuck.
It made more sense the last time. Like, they were, you know, you had the fucking, I think it was the Yabo and Ruffo winning titles over there and back and forth. Then again, that's how Man Pondo and Mickey Knuckles got thrown out of GCW at first.
But question, like, though. Fire incident. This whole thing happened with Yabo like 10 years ago or some shit. And like now all of a sudden it's a problem.
The law catches up to you, Tony.
Yeah, no, but he just had came fucking, out with it.
Yeah, but he had like fucking mug shots over the years. Like, there's records of this, like all kinds of stuff.
It's he didn't have the clown removed. Makeup.
Oh yeah, let me see if I can find the fucking article.
Maybe he should have always been a gangster. Never been a gangster.
I mean, also, seven. Go ahead.
I think Choppa City is real funny, but they might be the worst fucking champions in all of wrestling. They never like outright win. They always win by fucking some screw job fucking way.
That's not
every match.
That's not their fault.
They deserve better. They deserve better.
You're right. They do deserve. All of them deserve better than Vince fucking Russo.
I don't know. Stephen Flo can eat a shit.
All right. I'll give you that.
So can Shane Mercer.
So can the Ring Rat.
No.
Bro, she's got to do something, though. That ass is way too big. She's got to do something. She's like a fucking weeble, dude.
It's okay. You leave her booty alone.
I can't. It's in the way.
Bigger ass than Shane Taylor?
I don't know, man. Shane Taylor's Humpty Dumpty-like, man.
Come on now. Why are we looking at dudes' asses?
Because they're out there.
I mean, no offense. You're always checking out Sonny Kiss's ass, so you know.
Sonny Kiss is a she.
Oh, stop it. Here, I got five different fucking Yabo fucking.
What's the Jesus Christ?
Yeah, what'd you Google? Yabo? The sexual
No. This was the alleged victim's like Facebook post.
How did you get to her Facebook?
She posted it on the fucking deathmatch group or the JCW group. Man, he's not even Italian.
That fucking deathmatch group is a fucking trip.
It really is. Some of these mugshots go back to 2018 from what I see here. Jesus. All right.
Repeat offender. You can't be doing that. You can't do that.
Where's my brother?
Can't be doing that.
No.
It's bad for you.
Well, now Jesus, we'll see what... the match, though, that kind of worked. Like that whole get up, Jeeves is.
I love Jeeves. Yeah. I think Jeeves is fantastic.
Yeah,
I could do without EC3, but more Jeeves.
Oh yeah, yeah, more Jeeves works for me. Maybe not in the ring, just on the stick.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. And I would have liked to see Kerry Morton be a part of this Bloody Mania. I like Kerry.
Kerry's good.
You would have thought with all the people being substituted in for all these matches, they would have found somebody else though better than Jeeves to be in this 5-on-5. No.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
No, it makes sense. They just slot him in. It's fine, but like,
wait, Chiefs was in Gore Games or
yes,
yeah, he was in Yabo's place.
Yabo.
Oh yeah, there he is.
Well, you didn't want to. You can't put fucking Violent J in there or Shaggy Two Dopes.
They put Shaggy in there, I would think.
I don't think Shaggy wants to wrestle.
Is he? Is he fried like fucking Violent J?
No, I think he's a little more better off than Violent J.
Yeah, he looks fucking great, and I guess he wants to keep it that way.
Violent J's looking fucking rough these days.
Mm-hmm. You can.
You ever notice he's wearing compression socks too?
Yeah, dude, he's not in good. He has like a heart thing for a while.
Probably diabetes too.
He could be the new Ruffo.
Oh my God. When we come back from Minnesota, my brother give us a report on the ICP show at the Starland Ballroom. That he's going to the night before me and Tony take off.
See, you could have went.
No, I got to work.
Oh.
I got to work, you know?
Yeah, we got to be up early that Thursday. You better have some good shit planned for us. You're making us come out there so goddamn early.
He doesn't do any of the planning. It's all.
Hey, I've been working on the planning already. Hey, you guys want to go on the Ferris wheel at the Mall of America?
You want to go on a haunted ship?
That actually sounds like it might be an interesting day.
I think I'd have a hoot with that.
Fuck yeah.
Are you, haunted by, is something, haunted by Hondurans.
Haunted by dicks.
Fucking woodblock.
I don't know where my bell is. Wait. That don't fucking work. Thank you.
You don't have a backup bell?
I mean, it's in the attic. It's the fucking SSCW bell.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Are you, is this something you have planned or are you putting feelers out now, HK?
Well, it's something that we've discussed. Something we've
you
discussed.
And the wife.
Me and the wife. Yeah. Okay. We got a handful of things. We got a lot of stuff in the works.
Yeah, I got a handful of something.
Hey, I was doing some research. You got a couple peelers near you, too.
This fucking guy. Fuck yeah, he's looking to fucking FaceTime his kid from a strip club and show him.
So the fucking he texts me. He's like, "Hey, we going to the Cajun Club?" I was like, "No, we're not going to the fucking Cajun Club."
The Cajun Club in Minnesota?
It's a fucking strip joint. Yeah.
Is that the one that's over in Wisconsin?
Yep.
Yeah, they're like we're minutes from the border or some shit like that.
Oh, they are.
You been?
No, no. We drove past it. I don't forget where the fuck we were coming back from something. And I took another turn. I don't know. It was a weird situation. I was like, oh, fuck, trailer park. Fucking big trailer park. Oh, fucking strip club right across the. You walk out of the front of the strip club and there's the trailer park. So you kind of realize what's going on there.
My kind of place.
Al says we're going to the ballet. Yes, we're going to be fucking going to the Nutcracker all fucking weekend.
That's your cue, Molly, the Nutcracker.
Yeah, calling in the strike.
No, you fuckers.
Can you say, oh, what a lovely tea party as you do it?
Oh, she's resting. She's resting.
She's wow. resting her fist. Resting.
Ask her what the capital of Thailand is.
The capital.
Almost got that out.
She's going to be celibent on destroying my nads.
Going to see if I can get any of those.
God damn you, HK.
Going to see if I can get any of those old school giant fucking Hulk hands and pack them and bring them for mine.
We do have a suitcase allotment, Double T. We can bring whatever you want.
Can I... I don't know. There was somebody left a comment on our YouTube, one of our YouTube shorts about JCW, and it was Violent J's real name, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't fucking Violent J. Can we just
wait? Violent J's real name isn't Violent J.
No, it's Joe Bruce. Come on, don't you watch the show, Joe? If there's,
you think Joe Bruce is watching our shorts?
Joseph Bruce watches our shorts.
He might be washing our shorts, but I don't know if he's watching them.
What did he say? I'm curious. What was the comment? Hold on. Was it good job PM me for?
No, I did reach out to him on Instagram about doing a podcast. And he was like, I'm all burnt out on podcasts. right now.
Tell him ours is fun and you've done it.
Because I wanted to ask him what the fuck he was thinking bringing in fucking Vince Russo. Oh, why am I signed in as me? Hold on. I got to switch my account here to the Wizards, the Withers. Mm. Sorry.
You know, you're fine. What are you doing? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You know what I'm going to do while he's doing that? I'm going to look for places that we can get Uber Eats to while we're out at...
There's no place out there. No place Tony. Out
here. Yeah.
Did you just look up Ollie's and then kind of pull the screen back and look what's around? There's not much out there. And I'm not trying to be like mean about it. That's just the way it is.
That's how it is out here, man. I get it.
All right.
Is it probably Ollie's or Ollie's? Or are we saying Ollie's because we don't want people to know?
Great question.
Actually, it's Olay's. Oh, this looks like a fun place.
Ollie's rules. Where are all these plants?
They got mushrooms in there?
Mushroom.
No mushrooms.
What, on the food? And the food?
What kind are you looking for?
Hanging out.
Well, we're gonna be a bunch of fun guys hanging out at Ollie's.
Wolf.
I know. It was a stretch.
Where's my, where are the comments here? Having trouble finding these comments, Tony. My apologies. Here we go. Engagement? Comments. Where are the comments, you cocksuckers?
What are you doing?
We're trying to find the comments on this video. So you asked for it. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know where
I'm going to look to see what we can find on Uber.
Holy shit. What the?
What happened? Right,
so Molly says definitely going to the Cajun Club.
Fuck yes.
Oh, no, we are not.
Instead of dollar bills, do you drop like pull tabs in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I like pull tabs. Those are fun.
Pull tabs kick ass.
Anyway, if anyone at JCW is, can we just shorten the show to like an hour? Like let's cut out like what was lunacy was presented to us by the dank order. I don't know. It's just 45 minutes. Like do like MLW, do like AAA, like just a short fucking show. It doesn't have to be an hour and 45 minutes. Of course they pull your tab at the Cajun Club, Al.
You're going to bust my balls and you're gonna... Tropic Ale says they pull your tab at the Cajun Club.
Right, I don't need an hour 45 minutes of fucking Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Oh, and your boy was back on Lunacy. Your boy Zach Amico, HK.
Yeah, he called Bloody Mania too.
This is great. You're great. I can't believe this is happening right now. Oh, my God. If it's a better time, we better be at Bloody Mania. It's so good. It's so good.
Fuck you. God, I hate him.
Bro, you really have nothing near you. Holy fuck.
Fucking told you.
My God. Dude, I'm going to give you a little inside baseball here. I go on Uber Eats. I don't have to put in what I want to eat. The list goes on and on and on. I could scroll for an hour with all the places that are delivered to me.
Yeah.
This motherfucker doesn't, I put in his shit. I don't even have the arrow on the side to scroll. It's like, bam, here you go. You have six options and there's only one that can get there in 20 minutes.
And I'm telling you,
everything else is like an hour away.
And guess what? It ain't going to get to you. Because Joan's car ain't starting, so she ain't bringing it.
My God, man.
Told you. There's no like, you know, oh, well, you want to grab something? Let's go around the corner. No, it's like a 45-minute ride, buddy.
Dude, I'm literally scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. There might be a button at the bottom that says load more options.
He keeps on scrolling.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We really are going to the middle of fucking nowhere.
I've already been there.
Yeah, it ain't bad, Tony.
I had a great time. As long as Molly is around, you won't die.
She even chimed in. She says, I won't let you starve.
I'm not worried about starving. I'm just worried
you
about
should. Like, you
like
should.
Fucking serial killer.
You should. Because that morning we went and got tattoos. We were there at the tattoo shop before the artist showed up. And then the minute she showed up, fucking Twinkle Toes over here. You ready for us? And she's like, no, man. I just got out of fucking car. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Me and HK or me and Al are fucking famished. No breakfast, no food in sight. We just
why would you
house.
Why would you book tattoos for 9 in the morning?
Oh, you know, everything's got to be done early in Handsome Kevin world.
Well, yeah, that's to, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon for him.
We had to get it done so we could get back to the birthday lunch.
At the same place you had birthday dinner.
Yes.
Yes.
So we had to get the me and Al had to have the authentic experience.
Twice the fun with twice the Hondurans.
No, it was I was really disappointed in the first time we were there.
Well, the second time they completely fucking whiffed on.
Oh yeah, the second time they fucking trumped it, they fucking killed it, they crushed it, they fucked everyone's orders up. But the first time
they did not.
I thought, yeah, blame the white girl. I thought they were gonna be coming over to the table, shaking fucking Hansel Kevin's hand, kissing Molly. Oh my god, so nice to see you. Nobody, some fucking dumpy little Honduran girl came over to the table.
Don't you say that about her.
She was like new. She laughed because I told her
she wasn't new. She's
got a pussy.
You motherfucker.
It was not the love fest I thought it
you
was.
You said that to a fucking poor girl on her first day of work?
She brought HK, like, because he's difficult. He has to get, like, the hot sauce mixed with something else so it's not as hot. And she didn't do that. So when he came over, he was like, it's like mucho caliente, grande chocha. And she fucking laughed.
All right. That's fair enough.
I wasn't talking about the girl. I was talking about Handsome Kevin.
That's me.
Grande chocha. That might be your new nickname, dude.
Oh.
Fucking grande chocha. I just want to hang out with Duke. Is Duke going to be around?
Nah.
What do you mean, nah? Come on.
I don't got a schedule.
Tony, Duke does what he wants when he wants.
Yeah, but Duke's going to know that I'm coming out.
All right, well, maybe you reach out to Duke.
Maybe I will.
And you just let him know, hey, feller, you bring them luscious blonde locks this way on October 24th.
24th?
I don't know the exact date. So,
when are you going to be there? The
24th. I'll know when we get closer. It's the 20-something.
Wearing my shirt with a fly lay on it.
Tony's gonna wear his handicap shirt on the fucking fly.
No, I will not. Oh, actually, I should. Everybody on the plane will see me fucking wearing it. You might have to wheel me. I might let you wheel me down the fucking runway to the fucking plane.
You gotta wear that shirt on the fly.
No,
wear that shirt in the underwear only. Nobody else fucking poop you.
What if he creamed in your face? Would you like it? I don't think you would. No, I think you would. I take that back.
Yes.
So who's JWO's slave? I want to know, who did they choose? Or do they not choose yet?
They just beat up Big Vito. He tried to run away. I don't know if they choose. Did they choose anyone yet? Or is that lunacy thing?
I think that's kind of what they're saying when they beat up Vito and all that, was they're going that route. But I don't know that they outright said anything. The other thing that I didn't realize is that it's for 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought he just kind of locked them in, but no, it's 30 days, which I don't know.
There's no rhyme or reason for the fucking
nothing.
The stipulation.
Yeah. That's not really like a giant payoff for your main event of your biggest event, right?
So Sally Boy and Vincenzo didn't turn on Vito.
No, they got their asses kicked. And then fucking Precious Paul choke slammed goddamn
Dijak.
Dijak, yeah, Dijak a couple times, and then pulled EC3 on top of him. And Dijak to get a double pin, because apparently
double pin.
Yeah, that everything's fuck, man. The rules in that shit. Fuck this. Fuck them. Fuck JCW.
And
God
that ring.
God damn it. God damn it. I'm gonna keep on watching it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me.
That ring also is. It's way too small for the amount of people they had in this fucking match. You don't realize it until you get like 6 people in there, and then when you fucking load up another 5 or 6, forget it.
Yeah.
So only one promotion that does gore games, and it's JCW.
Well, good for them. I'm glad.
God, with Sally Boy, and they couldn't get the fucking the barbed wire crutch off the goddamn.
Oh, and fucking ICP's making fun of it on commentary.
Yeah. Jackoffs.
This aired live at 2 a.m.
If you were awake then, yes.
I was not.
I was not either.
I had to go to bed early to get my tattoo at 9 o'clock.
What'd you get a tattoo of?
Just me.
Just you? Pooh Bear in it?
No, it's just me. Like, it's a full body tattoo.
Oh, portrait. Nice. Yes. I like that.
I mean, if you look really closely, you can see it.
There's a couple things that both major wrestling companies are doing that really bother me right now, and I need to pull the room. All right, we'll start with AEW because I know this will get you guys fired up, right? The storytelling. I don't understand why they put so much emphasis on something like MJF's Dynamite Diamond Ring, right? How Andrade got it. They went so much into detail. Fucking Ospreay took it, gave it to Andrade, whatever, right? But then MJF brings back the Triple B, the belt that was retired like 4 weeks ago by the Young Bucks. How did MJF get it back? They don't explain it. He just got the fucking belt.
Wait. Why are the Young Bucks carrying a belt that doesn't mean anything? And how are they retiring a belt that doesn't mean
anything? They did after Kenny Omega beat MJF. He had the Triple B. That's like MJF's own belt, right? But now that Kenny Omega was the champion, he had the Triple B. But because the Young Bucks are like the EVPs,
which they're not anymore,
they got a new belt made for Kenny, like in the original AEW belt. Yeah. And they
did a championship ceremony for him.
Wait, didn't they lose their EVPs but win $1 million at some point?
No, Double T said the P's.
I thought you said the V was in there.
The E, the P's.
Anyhow. So, like, there's no, like, he just has the belt now. Like, the last we saw of it, the Young Bucks had put it in a bag. They threw it over the shoulder. It was gone. But that was, like, 4 weeks ago, and now he's just got it back? No rhyme, no reason. Also, why does every fucking match, every match in AEW when it's over, why does there have to be 1,000 fucking people involved? I understand there's a pay-per-view Sunday, but I don't need 13 fucking people involved in after a fucking match.
Wait, there's a pay-per-view this Sunday?
Yeah, all this in, Sunday. Buddy.
Oh, yeah, and I'm all in.
For the fucking Continental Cup. Jam that up your ass, Tony Khan, too. No, it's so fucking stupid. It's so goddamn fucking stupid. Yeah. I hate it. I fucking hate it. Also, you could have Nigel McGuinness win it in fucking England. Can't you just book a fucking story where Nigel McGuinness wrestles John Moxley for the Continental title instead of making all these fucking dumb fucking matches?
You mentioned John Moxley. Can I just say it? I love saying it and bringing it up.
Fucking awesome.
They had a, I guess WWE Rivals is on like A&E or something like that.
Yes.
They had Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. And
of course,
they gave, like,
we haven't had enough of that.
They gave you the history of like all three of them when they came up. Man, Dean Ambrose, that character fucking ruled.
Yes.
This fucking wannabe Stone Cold fucking hardcore fucking Goldberg hybrid, whatever he is, it pales in comparison to fucking John Moxley to Dean Ambrose.
Don't worry, Tony. It looks like the Death Riders are ready to explode because Claudio is going to have to wrestle Moxley now.
In the cup?
In the cup.
He defeated Garcia to get the Moxley.
Yes, Garcia had
already got hurt.
Yeah, and he had a play-in match against fucking Adam Priest. Like, why don't you pick somebody who's in the Continental Cup or whatever the fuck this stupid thing is called to have them get a redemption shot? Adam Priest is on fucking Ring of Honor TV that six people watch. Go fuck your hand.
So you didn't watch the pay-per-view?
I heard the pay-per-view was really good, actually.
It probably always is.
I couldn't find 4.5 fucking hours
to watch the pre-show.
I could have skipped fucking JCW.
Didn't Cheeseburger Eddie just get back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's back with what's his name too? Ortiz, right?
But he's hurt. Now. Yeah, he's hurt again, Tony.
Who, Eddie?
Yeah, that's why they had to have the replacement match.
I bet you he's just fucking collecting the money. He don't give a fuck. No, he came back. He's like, ow, my schnabitz hurts. And they're like,
dude, what? What's a schnabitz? What's that?
It's like the gimmick schnabitz. That's
Is that
fucking,
like connected to your like Achilles?
Yeah, it's a fucking gimmick word. It's schnabitz. You never heard that?
Never.
Really? That's a carny word, dude. Schnabitz. Yeah, Taz used to use it all the time. Cornette used it all the time. I think even Pritchard has used it. It's like another word for a gimmick, a schnaibitz.
I don't know about it.
Yeah.
So that's what's bothering me in AEW world. In WWE world, can we just have a fucking main event with a clean finish, please? For the love of fuck.
Nope.
Nope.
Not a fucking
Kevin Owens
chance.
And CM Punk was fucking awesome until the ref bump. And I was like, oh, it's WrestleMania night two. It's SummerSlam night one and two. It's Backlash. It's every fucking pay-per-view where there's a fucking main event. Does the fucking nose know what he's doing over there? Can we fucking just do something different?
Why did they pivot this to fucking SmackDown or Raw whenever the fuck it was on? Why was this not on the pay-per-view?
Because they're going to make it a three-way at, I don't even know what the fucking next bit, Money in the Bank?
Oh, it's Sami Zayn?
Yeah.
Right? It's not on Sunday Night Special where Baron Corbin has a match with Lil Yachty and he's got to last for 5 minutes.
Fuck yeah!
That is so fucking stupid.
Kill yourself.
Like, it's fucking Lil Yachty. And Baron Corbin should be able to do one fucking move to him. And he's murdered. But he's supposed to last 5 minutes with him. Garbage.
And I don't understand, like, the Javon Evans big cast thing. Like, I don't get
it. Did that die already, or?
No, Javon Evans had, like, an impromptu match with JD McDonagh last week on Raw. Because, like, I don't know, they had nothing to do. They just, like, were like, we're going to have a match. And then, like, Javon Evans kept calling out big cast. And he came out and fucking smushed him.
Sounds about right.
I don't know. I just don't know. Both companies are driving me fucking nuts with this shit.
I'm with you, Double T. I'm 100% with you. And I can speak more to the WWE side of things, like in the AEW side of things, just because I'm not up to speed on a lot of it, what's going on with AEW right now. But it is fucking bothersome the way that, like, that Kevin Owens, I was able to watch the Kevin Owens CM Punk match.
Yep.
I thought it was great. I was enjoying.
I agree.
I was enjoying what was going on, and then they fucking ref bump, and everything goes sideways, and it just drives me absolutely nuts. On Raw, like, Gable and Ray had a fucking lights out match. They did a great job. No, you know what I mean. Like, no outsider, no fuckery.
Right.
I think Sal Ruka and Lyra Valkyria had a really fun match. Still, that finish has got to go. Her finish is just absolutely trash. But, like, I was thinking about this earlier today. Modern wrestling leaves a shitload to be desired right now. Just an absolute shitload to be desired. And I don't know if it's us, or is it the product? Because are we part of a minority now that goes, God, we don't know. Like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, does the majority of people, are they still buying into what's going on both sides with all the fuckery? I don't know that answer. But I wanted to pose it to you guys because we are a different kind of wrestling fan at this point. We're an older kind of wrestling fan. And we sit here and every week we go, too many ref bumps, too many false finishes, too much bullshit. Is that the other wrestling fans too, though? Like, or are the other wrestling fans fucking buying into all of the bullshit that we hate?
I mean, I think on the AEW side, they're going to continue to do what they've always done. It's the crazy fucking matches, the fucking tag team matches with no rules and all that stuff, and that's what they want, you know. I'm a sicko. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I like the party matches. It's like Moxley Jay White was great on Wednesday night. It's everything after the bell rings where it's like Marina Shafir is there, the Dogs are there, the Young Bucks are there, Edge and Cobra. It's just too much. And I know it's probably a little bit of Tony Khan and a little bit of Warner Brothers, but, like, every show goes long, which is fine if that's what they want. But can we please stop acting? Like, can you get Tony Schiavone to stop, like, coming in his fucking pants every time we go past, like, 10 o'clock? We're going to stay with this as long. Like, you do it every week. It's not special anymore. Right?
JR's brain would heal a lot faster, get Tony Schiavone off TV.
Just put fucking Ian Riccaboni and fucking Sockface and Taz. Leave it at that.
Paul White. Give me Paul White every week.
Anyone but Tony Schiavone. He didn't know what the fuck was going on Saturday night at Collision. He might have fucking dementia. If you do the same thing every week in both companies, no, it's not special. If you do a ref bump every fucking main event, it's not special. If you go over past time, it's not special anymore.
Yeah,
and it went long for some shitty fucking trios match with Young Bucks and Kenny Omega against the fucking Don Callis D team.
Hey, put some respect on El Kalan there.
I'll give you. You need a fucking El Kalonic, buddy.
I didn't even watch. I watch Dynamite at my buddy's house every week. I left before the main event. I was like, I'm fucking exhausted.
I have a question. You mentioned the Young Bucks, and I came across this, and it was I think it was Dak said that the Bucks might be the greatest tag team of all time, right? Just recently here, and then somebody else quoted it and said the Road Warriors, Steiner Brothers, Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, Hart Foundation, Dudley's, Hardy's, Edge and Christian, the Freebirds, APA, Harlem Heat, Demolition, Brothers Destruction. I can go on, right? Essentially saying these are all teams that they believe was better than the Young Bucks. Now, the Young Bucks have their spot, right? But The Young Bucks are, stay with me, the Savannah Bananas of professional wrestling. Whereas all those other teams are your Yankees, your pennant winners. You know what I mean? Like those are your professional wrestling teams. The Bucks are the Globetrotters, the Savannah Bananas. They are your attraction, fun. They're going to do crazy bullshit, and then it's going to be the next day. Am I wrong about that? You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense. I always hate trying to compare different eras of wrestling, comparing the Road Warriors to Young Bucks. It was a different fucking business back then.
Right.
It's like comparing in baseball when you try and compare somebody from the 20s. To somebody nowadays, you know, in the 20s, they didn't have to go across country. They didn't have to play fucking night games or whatnot. So it's completely different eras. So like, if you want to say the Young Bucks are one of the top tag teams and one of the best tag teams from this era in the last, 15 years or so, go for it.
Right, and you could even say, with Dax and what the fuck is his name?
Cash.
Dax and Cash. Like, those could be the Yankees, whereas the fucking Bucks are still the Savannah Bananas, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, it's also what are, is this statement being based off of, in-ring ability? Because, the Young Bucks did not outdraw the Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express, the Road Warriors. Like, people bought tickets. Like, I got in an argument with somebody when I was watching SummerSlam. Because they were Michael Hayes should have never said that stuff about Chelsea Green. I was like, granted, but Chelsea Green's never drawn a house like fucking Michael Hayes did.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So you have to figure out what are we basing in-ring ability? Like, they're super athletic. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be nice if they fucking sold once in a while and the people that were wrestling sold some of their matches. Yes. But are we talking about tagged? Like, they work well as a tag team. They have a lot of tag team moves, but so does Tully and Arn and the Hart Foundation. They know how to cut a ring in half and work like a body part. It's all just a blanket statement. Like, they're the best of all time. No, then they're,
part of what I was thinking too, in my head was the Bananas play under their own rules.
Yes.
And the Bucks have their matches. They're playing under their own rules. They can do what they do. But if you mix them in with the other, the other teams even the top teams of today, I don't think that they can work those same style matches and be as intriguing and entertaining as interesting to watch. I really don't think so. But if you put them in what they do, they're great at what they do, but they have to be doing what they do.
I think they've had plenty of great matches with FTR over time, though. And that's kind of
Lucha Brothers stuff, too. Lucha Brothers stuff.
Yeah, Lucha Brothers. The Lucha Brothers are closer to their style. But it's more Midnight Express had great matches with LOD, two completely different teams, but they were able to mix it together.
Oh. I think it's a great comp, though.
Yeah, I was just trying to I was thinking about it and it came to me. I was like, golly, it makes sense to me. And people will pay to see the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, right? No, I did. But, I did. I mean, also, think about tag teams of the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Bucks, the New Day, Motor City Machine Guns, the Usos.
Yeah.
It's FTR. Really. Yeah, that's really it, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much all on the AEW or Japan or indie side. Besides the Usos and the New Day, and even them, they started, 15 years ago, it feels
like. What about Show Miz?
What about?
What about the Colons?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tony, Truth and Priest. They just lost the tag team titles.
The MFTs.
Speaking of MFTs, did you see who's joining fucking Collarbone?
Hiromu.
Hiromu made it.
Or Kiko is his name?
Yes, Kiko Man.
Kyoko.
Kiko Man, like the sauce.
Where's my Daryl? He better bring Daryl with him.
Like Larry, Daryl, and Daryl?
I don't know where I put Daryl.
His other brother, Daryl.
The cat?
Yeah, where did I put Daryl?
His other brother,
Daryl. Daryl's fucking property of New Japan Pro Wrestling. You're going to see some fucking white young boy coming out with Daryl. He's going to have cat fucking headphones on, and he's going to say ooh-woo when he gets in the ring.
But also, like, come on. You had the fucking machine guns. Like, you couldn't do anything with your fucking tag team division. The Street Profits. Like,
Fraxium.
Wait, the Street Profits aren't there anymore?
They're there, but they don't fucking use them. Your fucking tag team was fucking Austin Theory and
Bron Breakker.
Yeah, right.
He's in against Oba at the main event.
Because Jake Paul got hurt. That's why they had a pivot.
Logan Paul.
Whatever. Same shit. Different Paul.
Yeah, good for Hiromu. He's fun. Yeah. Who actually has a match first on WWE TV? Hiromu or Blake Monroe?
Hiromu.
Because she hasn't had her match yet. She attacked Julia on SmackDown, but she still has not had an official match on the brand.
Oh, on the big brand. Gotcha.
As a pivot, what do you think happened with Julia? Why did Stephanie Vaquer get the rocket strap to her and Julia, who was like supposedly the bigger signee, fucking just fall off? Is it a language thing? Is it an attitude thing? Is it just like she's just not all she's cracked up to be?
No, I think people were just... I think people were attracted to the Stephanie character in NXT.
La Primera.
And then she does the devil's kiss or whatever fuck it's called. Like,
yeah, man.
And it took off. And she's good. She's real fucking good in the ring. And I don't, you know, even if there's a language barrier, Stephanie could project.
Oh, her English is getting significantly better.
Yeah, but
too.
She could like project in the ring, like her emotions and stuff. And maybe Julia wasn't connecting with the American audience. I don't know. Julia's fucking great, though.
I
think you hit the head or the nail right on the head there, Double T. I think that Steph does a better job connecting in ring with the audience. And then when you did, like, they gave her the stick to cut promos early on when she got main roster, and she did a great job of just being kind of transparent with the fans, going, you know, she even said like she's going to try and do it in English as well. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that people were like, oh, they kind of attached to that, going, look, she's just going to try and speak to us how we speak. You know, it was an interesting way to go. But yeah, I think that she does a much better job connecting. And I think she's better.
She's better. She's better in WWE.
Yeah. But I like Julia. She had a great run in NXT. And then once she got to the main roster, it was just flop.
The bloodline. I'm so over it. And they just keep pumping these fucking Samoans into the WWE. Zilla's in fucking NXT now. Like, they did like a thing on Raw where like Roman made the Usos the captains. And then like Jacob just sat there and watched like Solo and LA Knight beat the shit out of everybody. Like, I don't know. I don't care either.
Nope. Don't give a shit anymore.
I'm over the bloodline. Yeah. I want no more.
Let me ask you a question. I think it was Conrad Thompson who talked about it. I was listening to Stevie Richards earlier today, and apparently Conrad Thompson's like, Roman Reigns is just largely forgettable.
I remember that. That was a couple of weeks ago where he said he was like overrated, and his Mania run, and a lot of it really wasn't that good.
And he also posed the question, like what do people really remember? Like, what stands out in Roman Reigns' career? Like, what match can you point to and say that was an amazing match?
The first Lesnar match I think that was even before Rollins did the run-in. I think more because I had, like, no expectations going into it, and they knocked it out. But after that, it's like, meh.
Do you think it's because they put, because we all watched SummerSlam and they fucking blew Roman Reigns like he would, like the ring rat style. Like, it was, he's the greatest. He's main evented all these WrestleMania. Like, they put him on this pedestal. Like, don't forget, like, we were all, a lot of people before Roman Reigns came back after COVID or middle of COVID when he was a heel with Paul Heyman, we were fucking sick and tired of him. He was jammed down our fucking throats for years. Right. So, like, to mention him in the same breath as Hulk Hogan, where, like, when Hulk Hogan came in 84, like, it was Hulkamania. Like, there was no, like, you know, I know he was there before Hulkamania, but, like, now, like, he shows up, they strap the fucking rocket to him, and it's Hulkamania for fucking 5-6 years. Like, we're all in. He's the fucking GOAT. Like, Roman Reigns, like, we were fucking just, he was stuffed down. He was winning Rumbles. He was beating The Undertaker. He was beating Brock Lesnar. Like, just jammed down our throat, and we were just fucking, nobody wanted it. And then he went away because of COVID, and then he came back, and I'm like, all right, this isn't bad, because he's like a heel with Paul Heyman, but he only wrestles on, like, fucking 4 pay-per-views a year. I get it.
Like, I enjoy Roman Reigns. Like, I enjoy watching him. I like the jaw jacking he does during the matches. I like his style. You know, the fucking spamming finishers notwithstanding, but that's a 2026 fucking WWE thing at this point. But, like, yeah, like, nothing. Even the match that you talked about, Brundo, right? WrestleMania, that became the Seth Rollins show, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, how memorable. And I mean, he beat The Undertaker, but been there, done that.
Oh, God. I feel like that match. I feel like I remember him more for his stinkers. Like, that one with The Undertaker was just went on forever. His Mania match with Triple H was just 40 minutes of fucking sleep.
Well, I mean, Triple H also won the fucking championship in the Royal Rumble.
Yes,
he did. And then the year before that, when fucking Roman won the Rumble and The Rock fucking held him up, and the fucking crowd still shit on him.
Yeah, it's like Roman had the opposite of Hogan, where Hogan came in and was super hot for a while and, you know, eventually cooled off. But years later, like, Roman, at first, like, people, he started off, like, kind of cooled off doing his suffering succotash shit and all that. But now it, like, turned around.
The funny thing was, you go back and look at the Shield was fucking amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. They destroyed everybody. Their feud with the fucking Wyatt family was fucking great. They all went in there, all six of them, and beat the shit out of each other. Even at Mania, when they fucking, who'd they put in? It was Big Show, Sheamus, and Randy Orton in the six man against them, and they fucking wiped them out. They had the rocket strapped to them, and their shit was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. He had leukemia. He had to go away for a while. But leukemia aside, suffering succotash, like, even John Cena was like, you fucking come out here. You know, you ain't running the yard. Like, what the fuck? Come on. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You look like you got something to say, HK.
No, I remember him for his stinkers. That's just stuck with me. I think by and large, Roman came and Double T was saying, like, just got jammed. We just got jammed with Roman and forced Roman. He came after us getting fucking Cena jammed down our throat over and over and over again. So I think at that point, I think as fans, more than anything, we wanted something to happen more organically than, like, we recognize that it's the machine telling us this is the person. We didn't want that. And I think that's kind of what we got with Roman. I think he's gotten to the point now where you kind of acknowledge what he's done. Of course, match wise, sure. I don't, like, there's nothing that screams to me like this is an amazing match, but I do remember, would he have a Hell in a Cell with Jay early on?
Yeah.
And that was
2021, I think.
Yeah. And that was a match that, like, there was some emotion in that match. And I think they did a great job. But that's, like, if you were to say point to one match that you can remember out of his run that you actually, like, connected with the match and cared about what was happening and the storyline and it brought you in, that would probably be the one for me. And that's now, what you said, is 2021. So that's 5 years ago.
Yeah. Him and you Solo versus the Usos. I remember that being fucking excellent.
The only shit I really remember was the Cody story. Cody finishing his story. You know, he fucking loses to Roman the first year, runs the whole table again, wins the Rumble again, gets to fucking Mania. he's got to wrestle the fucking Rock and fucking and the Chief, and then they have fucking tribal rules combat the next fucking day. And it's like that shit I remember because it was Cody telling his story, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And it was more just for the stupidity of the fucking Rock being involved and all the dumb shit that he did with the fucking, like, this shit. And like, what the fuck?
God, so who was
Cody's partner? It was Seth Rollins, wasn't it?
Seth Rollins, yeah.
Poofy, poofy fucking outfit, Seth Rollins, too. Your world heavyweight champion was like ancillary to this fucking nonsense.
I was doing like my due diligence this afternoon because the Kevin Owens CM Punk thing with the ref bump really annoyed me. So I was like, I'm going to go back and look at all the main events. I can't believe the fucking Pat McAfee Randy Orton thing was only at WrestleMania, and it feels like a fucking lifetime ago.
Because Randy Orton was gone for a little, it felt like he was gone for
a but it was only 6 months ago, and I completely like, I was like, oh, what was the fucking main event of WrestleMania? Oh, Cody and Randy. Yep. With fucking Pat McAfee? Ugh! Fuck me running. Jesus Christ.
Man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's fucking off my radar, dude.
I think we all wanted to forget about that.
Kyle chimes in. Roman's very good, but not an all-time great like he's presented as. I think I agree with that. But then that begs the question. Was John Cena very good, but not an all-time great as well? Like, was John Cena a good torchbearer for the company? Was he on that Hogan, Austin, fucking Rock kind of level?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah,
was.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not like an Austin, but like, I think that you can absolutely comp Hulkster and Cena. But even
looking past like Super Cena, Cena must win.
But you have to like, okay, we... Like, hypothetically, we are all in the same age range, right? So Hogan was the guy, right? Let's just say, hypothetically, even if he wasn't. I know Tony was an Orndorff guy, but Hogan was the guy, right? And then the next generation, right, it was Austin. And then the generation after that is Cena, right? So us, like, we did not like the Super Cena, right? But, like, someone like a Christian Rocco, who's only, like, a baby, like, Cena might have been his fucking guy growing up, you know?
Petey Brown. That's Cena was Petey Brown's guy.
There you go.
Yep.
Right now you go to a fucking Raw or a Super Show or a SmackDown or whatever, and the fucking 12-year-old kid sitting next to you, like, it's probably Cody. I doubt it's Roman, but I just proved my point, I guess. But like, yeah, I guess Cena fits that mold, right? I'm not saying he's on the same level as Austin and Hogan, but he definitely was the flag bearer.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
He did a lot of good.
Not everybody's going to be an all-time great, but he could be a great for sure.
Yeah.
Does that work for you, Tony?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
All right, cool. I dig it. You brought it up. I want to make sure before we moved on.
All right, let's move on.
Moving
on. What we got?
I fucking love AAA. I don't know if you're watching.
I had too much JCW this week.
Maybe don't watch JCW. Maybe don't watch JCW, watch AAA. They're doing this tournament, right? Who's going to face Roman Reigns at the Raw, right? It's great. Phoenix just wrestled Dragon Lee tonight on Raw. Apparently it was fucking amazing. And then Penta's wrestling. Hold on, I got it in my notebook over here.
La Parca.
Yes, La Parca, right? But they did an angle on AAA last week. Right, where the Panos
start the dirt bike.
the Paros they want Penta to join the group because he was in the original, right? They try and give him a t-shirt. He says, I gotta think about it, right? And then this other guy, Bronco, what's his nuts, says
Bronco Lubitsch?
No,
Bronco Nagurski.
Oh, the OTM guy from NXT.
Bronco Nagurski.
No, Brando, you got AAA in here? No, you don't have AAA.
Jimmy Bronco.
Bronco Buster.
Yes.
We'll call him Bronco. Buster Bronco.
Buster Browns.
Petey Browns.
Right.
Golden's Penta Brown says, and Spicy Mustard.
Penta's Brown.
Penta respects Daga. He respects
Daga?
Daga. He respects Daga? The Garzas and their family. this other guy, he don't know shit about him. So then they get in each other's face. They're going to have a match on this past week. If Penta wins, he goes his path. If Bronco wins, he's in Peros. Well, Penta won. So they boot this other fucking guy out of Peros. They beat the dog shit out of him. Oh, and the reason that the Peros, they wanted Penta in there is because if he wins the tournament and he has to wrestle Roman Reigns, he's not just wrestling Roman Reigns. He's wrestling the tribal chief who has the bloodline. Penta can't go in there alone. So he needs the Peros, right? I love it. It made fucking sense. To me, it made sense. I'm like, that makes sense. That's great. And there's history there, right? Well, long story short, Bronco Buster loses. They fucking boot him out. Penta says he don't want no part of this. They turn on him. Rey Fénix, Dragon Lee. They make the save. We're going to have a fucking six-man tag match next Saturday afternoon at noon, HK. Because okay, it's on before NXT Heatwave. So that's exciting. Omos wrestled Galante, who's Dr. Wagner's son, his second son. He's a monster. They had this crazy match. And then Omos got the fucking DQ'd because he kept hitting everybody with the stairs. And then he fucking goozled fucking Rey Mysterio, right? And his little handler, he wanted him to do it. Dom wanted him to do it. The handler told him not to do it. He didn't do it. Rey suspended him indefinitely. Crazy. Crazy Town USA. Crazy Town. I fucking love Triple A.
Like what I'm hearing.
It was an hour, three matches. There was a crazy tag match, but I was doing fantasy football stuff, so I kind of missed most of it. But I caught everything else. It's great. It's great. I can't wait for Triple Mania.
What's Triple Mania?
September 11th and 13th.
Okay.
A couple weeks.
Daga looks like a Mexican Ricky Saints.
Daga's awesome.
Yeah. Daga's I remember him from Lucha Underground. He was fucking great there.
He's married awesome. To Tessa Blanchard for a cup of coffee.
He was. Yeah. He was. But it's great. I would watch it. Put it on your watch list. This show was an hour and 9 minutes long. They're about an hour to 45 minutes. Somewhere in between there is perfect. Just like MLW. I watched MLW this week, too.
Man, Double T, way to go, man. Good job.
I'm liking MLW. I'm liking what I see there. Look, there's a lot they could, but like, there's some production issues with MLW.
What do you mean?
They do like these weird, just in the middle of a match, just a camera shot of the crowd, and the crowd is either not doing anything or they're doing something. And at one point, they were caught doing something. It wasn't cheering for the match, though, because you could clearly see them throwing T-shirts into the crowd. So it was made to look like these people were cheering for the match, but they were just trying to catch a T-shirt.
A bunch of fucking mental patients.
And they're still
I want a T-shirt.
And the shit is taped so long ago that Baron Corbin is still heavily involved.
He's wrestling right? Matt Riddle this week.
Yeah, he's on TV in MLW and the WWE.
I'm sure WWE is going to love if he fucking loses to Matt Riddle, their U.S. champ.
I'm sure there's some kind of weird agreement. But they did like a great segment where Killer Cross came out and he challenged anyone and all the skyscrapers came out. Dijak said some shit. Baron Corbin said some shit. And Josh Bishop said, I'm not here to talk. I'm here to fucking fight. And he just went after Killer Cross. And I was like, that is fucking cool.
Bishop was in, he had tryout over SummerSlam, so did J-Rod, but they also, J-Rod and Bishop were both at TNA last night.
Oh, yeah, they signed fucking the kid that won't put the chairs up.
Joe Alonzo and, oh, yeah, Avery Styles.
Yes, and they signed Joe Alonzo.
Yeah.
I guess I don't watch fucking TNA.
Somebody was saying they should have Avery Styles eventually become, like, the Dom Mysterio of TNA. Just have him be a fucking Nepo baby like crazy.
He should become Laparca's kid, the chairman.
Well done.
Great. A plus.
Yeah. I don't know. They like TNA, like they had their lockdown monthly thing, I guess, over the weekend, and the Nemeths won the tag title, and now, like, the Bound for Glory main event is Nick Nemeth against Leon Slater?
Yeah, because Leon Slater won his match, so his X Division title reign was not erased as per stip. Had he lost, right, they would have erased his whole title reign.
But does, like, I don't know, does Nick Nemeth, Leon Slater make you want to drop $40 on a TNA pay-per-view?
Nope.
Not a chance. The one spot I did see was, I think his name is Jason Hotch. He jumped off the cage.
Oh, the pile driver?
Yeah. Was it? No, I think he did like a crossbody off the top of the cage onto Ali through the announcer's table. It was fucking wild.
God, I thought it was him and Ali that they had that fucking wicked bad pile driver spot.
Maybe they did that.
I could be wrong. I watched the highlights of it. I always like Lockdown for whatever reason. I know every match is in a fucking cage and it shouldn't be that way ever, but I always got a kick out of Lockdown. So, and then Maggie Lee. I worked a handful of shows with her and she's in TNA, so I like to kind of keep an eye out on that. And they're in a match with, was it Elegance versus, I forget who the other,
Kira Hogan and
Allie.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did a really cool spot where Ash like went through the cage because she's I worked a show with her too. She's fucking tiny. She went through like the holes in the cage.
Got outside. Oh, I saw that clip. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So and fucking like it did not shock me. Like when I saw her backstage, I thought a child had run back. Like that's so tall. So, yeah,
saying something for you.
That's
take
what I mean.
It easy, yeah. Buck.
Whoa, not like that, you son of a bitch. No, like it shocked me. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. So I don't know, it was a cool spot, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get back into TNA.
You got AMC?
Ah, shit. Maybe I won't.
Oh, I'm just asking. You can't sign up for fucking Impact Plus again.
No.
You got Roku?
Yeah.
You're saying TNA might be on that.
Yeah, I'll check that. Maybe I'll check it that way. Yeah, we'll see. Nah, I'll probably go to AAA first.
Yeah,
absolutely. Do that. AAA's on fire, man.
Yeah, I like it.
We got a pay-per-view Sunday we got to pick. I only got 9 matches on Cage Match right now. They'll add like 3 more.
Big Boom AJ said he's going to be there.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did the Ice Bucket Challenge for Rebel. And he said, I'll see everybody in All in London.
Oh, wow. So. All right. So that'll be, so it's Willow and Mercedes. That also bothered me from Dynamite because Mercedes kind of came off like a babyface in her promo. And Willow kind of, Willow seemed like a bitch, man. When Mercedes, like, every time you beat me, you're laughing at me, you're smiling at me. And I was like, what a fucking bitch that Willow is. Or at least to me.
Mercedes.
I'm like, Willow seems like a bitch. I don't know. I thought their pull apart was good, but that's that. I'm over Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. I hate everything about this, the build up. Now Omega's a heel. Why?
I kind of liked Omega, like the cool, confident, like I know he can beat you. I kind of like that for Omega.
Yeah, but now he turned like full heel at the end of Dynamite. I don't care. They did too much with this. You don't need all these bells and whistles. These guys have history. Just fucking say this is their history. Let them go wrestle. Getting around, talk about his wife and his kid and his fucking shitty stomach and all that other nonsense. Fuck out of here. Cage and Cope against the Young Bucks. Edge never gets pinned, so it looks like Christian Cage is taking the L. There's a gauntlet for the AEW men's title, which MJF is going to win.
Casino gauntlet.
Great. More of the same old shit.
Fuck the gauntlet, man.
How do you know he's going to win?
Yeah.
Same old shit.
Moxley against Nigel, I'm assuming, is the final, even though the matches haven't taken place yet. The Divine Dominion against the Birds for the tag titles. Kevin Knight, Darby Allin, a false count anywhere match. Fucking 90s WWF pyro explosion on Darby during Dynamite had me fucking rolling. Literally was rolling on my living room floor. That's how bad it was. I thought it was so fucking funny. Ooh, Sting's kid looks like Sting, too.
No.
Yes, like fucking weird. Weird. Steve Borden is in the house.
Steve right, Borden Jr.
Jr.
Yeah.
I bet you he puts the chairs up. Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita Okada, triple threat for the international championship. And then the trios match, the good, the bad, and the ugly defends against team to be announced.
I assume the demand.
And the Lethal Swirl.
God, they fucking suck. Who is that? And then that's where Swerve is saying he's going to bring people and people look at it's New Day.
The new swerving the new day.
Yeah, yeah, that's the scuttlebutt.
The butt of scuttle.
Yeah, I kind of hope it's not. I if the new day's gonna come in, I don't want it to be in a throwaway six man title ladder match. But
why? It'll be in front of all the English people, and they could chant like fun things because that's what they're famous for.
Yeah, good point.
It's not about the wrestling in the ring; it's about the fun chants.
I like fun chants.
Yeah, people don't want to. They just want to get themselves over. They don't care about.
You sound like you're having progress PTSD there.
With their fucking gay fucking shields as the tag titles. We got a fucking couple of shields. Fucking stupid ass British people. You dummies. Go to the fucking dentists. Stick your queen up your ass and your dumb big clock. You cocksuckers.
The queen's dead, stupid.
All right, who's running the show now?
King Charles.
King Charles.
Yeah.
King Charles can eat his shit.
What is that news?
Stick your fish and chips in your asshole.
The chips, maybe. The fish might be a little difficult.
I'll jam it in there.
Tyler, mate.
Fucking fuck you, Kyle, for making me watch that shit. Fucking bunch of drunk assholes in some fucking dirty underground wrestling arena. And then everyone's surprised 5 years later when they're all fucking kicked out of wrestling for being a bunch of kid touchers.
Jesus.
That's the fucking UK. The UK scene was depleted because they're all sexual deviants.
And they start wrestling at 12, and
yeah, and they start wrestling with 12-year-olds.
Women at 12, see ya.
Wrestling at 12 or wrestling with 12?
It's the new Buck book.
Hey.
I think that's it. I think we covered most of the stuff. Oh my God, Dark Side with the walking riot, Missy Hyatt.
Nope.
Not impressed. I couldn't care less.
Did she talk about blowing JR while he was getting his fucking tumor?
No. Sadly, no.
I wish they did. It would have been better than the fucking shitty. It was all like, she was like, my parents fucking gave me everything I wanted as a kid. And where did he go? Whatever. She was, she was spoiled as a kid, right?
Oh, later.
So that was like a thing, and then it was like, whoa. What happened?
It looks like Tony's got a target on his head.
He does.
A target on my head?
Yeah, the microphone.
That's my forehead, bro.
No, when I went to this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't do anything for me. Completely crashed. Like, I don't know. It sucked that she was in WCW and they treated her the way they did, but like,
yeah,
she made a bunch of fucking terrible life choices with like drugs and like showing everybody your pussy for $3. So like, I don't.
$3. Where is she?
I'm glad she's better and she's back in, you know, and she's doing better. And she's definitely a super important part to, wrestling history. Like she did a lot of firsts when she was in wrestling back in the early 80s.
Oh yeah. But, That Texas run and UWF. Yeah. Huge.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know. To have it be the second to last one, it didn't really do.
Yeah. I didn't hate it, but I'm with you where it was like, okay, it was another episode. It wasn't bad or anything.
No, and, you know, look, it sucks that they treated her like that at WCW, you know, and they, like, fucking their tit fell out and they took a picture and they hung in the fucking office and nobody did anything about it. But, like, that's the fuck. I'm not saying it's okay, but that was the fucking culture in the fucking early 90s, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks. And it sucks that she fucking, you know, came up with all these great ideas for wrestling vixens and then, you know, kind of
made zero fucking money off of it.
Yeah, it is, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It was what it was.
Yeah, I was trying to think when I was watching it. I was like, wait, Missy really only had, like a 9-year run in wrestling, maybe?
Yeah, because she after that ECW stuff, she was gone, right? She didn't really pop up anywhere else.
She would pop up for a show or two, but it wasn't like a real run or anything. Like a Pillman, I remember her popping up at like a Pillman Memorial show or something like that.
I know HK said he worked with her once.
I did work with her. It was an interesting experience, that's for sure. Nice enough. She was say interesting. I would say interesting. She was kind to me. I got no real issues with her. I think the whole thing was just it was me and Rich and I forget the other gentleman, and then with fucking, I just lost her name. Why would
Missy Hyatt?
Yes, and it's against franchise Shane Douglas and Joey Jett Avalon. Awesome, like experience for me to be part of that. Loved interacting and working with the franchise. That guy was fantastic. Even like got to hang out with him after the show. Like just kind of did a little learning tree with him. Like for like an hour and a half, we just took as much time. Just hung out with everybody. Missy was just kind of there, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, and that's. Nothing against her. Again, she was super nice to me, but it made me think, like, after the show, is she supremely overrated? Like, because I think she is. I think she is. For given her run and her actual, like, what, like, her actual talent, right? I mean, she was beautiful for her time. No doubt. Drop-dead gorgeous. But I think she was probably pretty fucking overrated.
I don't know. She did a lot of firsts in wrestling, and people fucking hated her. And that's what you wanted, though. At that point, people would pay to come see, you know, Sunshine beat the shit out of Missy.
Okay.
Yeah, the stuff like pre WCW, like that, wasn't on like your national cable. Like, I think that's where she made her huge impact. You know, by the time she gets to WCW, she's doing like. You know, whatever, she's the interviewer and she's trying to interview Stan Hansen in the shower. She's fucking wrestling Paulie, like goofy shit. Like,
yeah.
But the stuff she did, yeah. The stuff in Texas, like Brundo said, with Dark Journey and Sunshine, like that was where she really.
So great fish, small pond, right? Great small pond fish. But maybe not great big pond for yosh. I like that, Tony. The big for yosh. You can actually buy some of her undies there, Tony. I smell some for yosh.
You mean you haven't yet? I know what I'm getting out for Christmas.
Some for yosh. No, I thought about that. Like, I don't know. There's nothing in her big time work really stands out to me. And I know they talked about her Missy's manner was supposed to replace like Piper's Pit is what she said. And you know what? Like, this is one of the things that bothers me all the time when you hear this on Dark Side or anywhere else. Like, if she was good, if she knocked it out of the park, Missy's manner would have had a spot. She didn't knock it out of the park, right? It wasn't her role. So, like, I don't know why we're supposed to feel sorry for her that it didn't take off. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part that I'm fucking not into.
I don't think I don't think she told it like we were supposed to be sorry, though. She was like, I wouldn't read off a fucking cue card. So I told him, like, I'm out.
Yeah. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. I interpreted it a little bit differently. Like, especially with the Dark Side, because if that's what it was, and she's like, I just couldn't read off of cue cards, why did it make the, like, why did it make the episode? Why do I get
Well, because, like, that was, like, a big, to replace Piper's Pit, it was a huge opportunity for her. But, I mean, even in the Dark Side, she said, like, Eddie didn't want to go with her.
Yeah.
Right? And then she didn't want to do everything scripted. She wanted to fucking riff, and Vince didn't want her to riff, so that's why.
She also didn't want to riff Vince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said that Vince tried to stick his... I tried to stick my tongue down her throat.
Did she really say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. God, the first I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It wasn't even in her book.
Yeah.
Yeah, but was the Sandman fucking her in the cemetery in her book either? Or just Todd Gordon's book?
Yeah.
Hey, Missy, get over here.
There was a lot of sex in that book.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It was okay. It's not like go watch it. It's not must-see. Yeah,
there was no spot.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Brundle Fly.
No, if you... Uh-oh. Sorry, my dog's going nuts, so if you want to go for it.
No, it was out of all the like the Dark Sides, even this season that we've seen, this seemed to me kind of like the least interesting Dark Side that we've gotten so far.
Dark Side.
It just wasn't, I don't know. It was just kind of there. Nothing gripped me about the whole fucking thing. Beautiful, beautiful woman for her time. 100%. But like, there wasn't anything like that. I didn't find this fucking interesting at all. And I thought, like, going into it, I thought I was going to be fucking like blown away. I thought it was gonna be awesome. This is somebody that a dark side was somebody that I've actually worked with. Like I was in the match with them. I was going to be fucking all for it. And I just fucking wasn't all for it at all. It's very disappointing from that standpoint.
Now we finish off with Zach McGowan this week. Zach Gowan, whatever.
Jesus. That's
what we call him. Jeez, Brundlefly. This is interesting. It just came across the Twitter feed. And, you know, I'm just curious, right? Doug Gilbert, past guest of the show, right? He just put out the first annual Psycho Sid Vicious Memorial Show is taking place in 4 or 5 days. I didn't
know. Somebody letting Stevie Ray know?
But on the 100% of the proceeds go to local animal shelters. I think it's great. I'm interested because Jordynne Grace is on this show, but doesn't she work for the WWE?
Yeah,
she does.
It's a charity event, bro.
Okay, I don't know.
I guess the animal shelter thing. She's really into like animal
care. I know, but like, is that why WWE usually doesn't let people work indie shows?
No, but
it's not like GCW Bloodsport where like Natty's fighting or NWA. It's like,
is she wrestling or is she just there like signing?
It doesn't say. Yeah. So that's a good point, Brundlefly. Point for Brundlefly.
Yeah. Somebody died?
No.
Well, Sid.
Now the dog's barking over here.
You know, JCW and Caleb Conley came out. First of all, I don't know if I like Joel Gertner in his current role. I don't think he really serves any purpose. But when he was out with Josh Bishop and Caleb Conley came out, and he's like, yeah, I get you. You're a little psycho. You're a little vicious. It's like, I love it. It was good shit. He could do without the F word every other word, though. But
yeah, but we say the F word all the time.
Yeah, but we're not cutting a fucking promo on a professional wrestling show.
Oh, fuck no.
That's right, we're not.
We we could be, though. This could be like our promo.
You know, Brundo, I started watching those videos, the Susu videos over the weekend.
Which one was that?
What the fuck is a Susu video?
Susu, she's like a small time YouTube creator, and that's where the no fuck no came from.
And okay.
Hey, we got to put salt in that bitch. That was another one I used to use. It was really funny shit.
Ah, that's great.
That's all I got. Yeah, Susu.jpg. That's her username. It's like old shit.
I'll look it up.
No, fuck no.
We let Tropic Al pick homework last week for us.
Well, HK did.
Okay. HK did. Excuse me. Yeah. And it took us back to Beach Blast 1992 for a little Greg the Hammer Valentine, Marcus Alexander Bagwell. And I got to tell you, I fucking loved it.
Oh.
I'm going to second that.
Oh.
You're here.
Oh,
I thought it was, it couldn't have been more than 8 minutes.
Yeah.
There was a story. Buff Marcus Alexander sold the shit out of his leg.
Wipe me babyface that kid.
Commentary was great. Jesse was
so good.
And was it Jim? JR? Yes.
JR. Yeah.
They were great.
Misses over here.
I really fucking enjoyed this. It was not like crazy high spots. It was a lot of fucking Valentine targeting the leg after Marcus hurt it. And I thought, and Bagwell looked good. He pulled off a couple power moves, you know, the fucking leapfrog where he hurt his leg at the end was like made sense. And then Valentine like smells blood in the water. Like I fucking really enjoyed this.
I did too.
Go ahead.
No, Brundo, the floor's yours. Oh.
I was going to say, Valentine had his fucking working boots on. He was bumping and feeding a lot. And I'm used to 90s Valentine being that late 90s Greg Valentine where he's completely out of shape and everything, but this was like prime Greg Valentine. He was hammering him with those fucking elbows and the chops.
He fed for a drop kick, got up, and then fed for a slam.
Yep.
I mean, I enjoyed it. It was short enough, like Double T said. It wasn't a situation where Greg Valentine needed 15 minutes to get warmed up like he did in WWF, which was nice. And I take it from HK's face, he does not agree with the three of us.
So I didn't hate the match whatsoever. There was, I forget what I said on commentary, but it drove me nuts. Something like to the effect of like, that's teaching the kid a lesson. That's what we call it when a veteran teaches. What the fuck are you talking about here? I forget exactly what exactly it was. The thing that I liked most about the match was you could tell that it was Greg kind of bringing the rookie along. Like throughout the match, you could tell that he was kind of leading what was going to happen, and he was kind of teaching the kid in the ring as they went along. Because it's obvious that the old Buffy Bags is pretty green right here. That part of it, the way the match played out, I didn't mind at all. The way it finished, like the structuring of the match was just fine. And then I think I kind of got in my own head about going, wait a second, this is a fucking pay per view match. You know what I mean? Like you get that, like we're like, wait, this is a fucking paper match. This is what they're doing with the paper match. Okay. But I didn't dislike the match and not any stretch, but there was different parts of like, I didn't think Jesse was great on commentary. He definitely didn't knock it out of the park. For me at least. But yeah, watching the hammer kind of, I mean, I'm not the only one that picked up on that. No, like you could see him kind of bringing the kid along, telling the kid, giving him direction throughout the match.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, on things that you could see on pay-per-view in like the early 90s, WCW, give
That's
me
good point. Yeah.
Greg and Buff over fucking PN News or Eric Watts or the Ding Dongs or whatever else they want to throw out there.
No, 100
times out of 100.
Tremendous point, Brundlefly. Tremendous point. Yeah. Yeah. No, I wasn't opposed to it. I wouldn't give it like, you know, 75 thumbs up. I give it one, just one, not two.
I enjoy it. I give it two thumbs up.
Yeah, for what it was, I agree. I got two right here for it.
2-4.
Simple, easy watch. Eight minutes, right? 7 minutes, 17 seconds.
Yeah.
Told a nice quick story in the ring. The veteran won. The rookie looked good.
At one point when Buff went for a fucking arm drag too and Hammer just annihilates him with a lariat. Fucking love that too.
Did you watch the Brian Pillman? God, what was it? I forget who it was.
Scotty Flamingo.
Yeah, did you watch that match at all?
No, I just watched the Hammer.
Gotcha. See, I rewatched the matches leading into that as well. So that might have thrown me off a little bit because I think the work was a little bit more primo at that time. But
I mean, Scotty Flamingo, Raven, or whatever, he's been working for however many years at that point, so he's way further along.
Yeah.
And you got Ron Simmons and Terry Taylor before this match.
Yeah.
I did see the Ron Simmons promo.
Yeah.
If he could do it, anybody can.
Yeah.
Oh, you understood it.
More or less. I got the gist.
Yikes. Yikes, dog. Yeah, but I say thumbs up. Everybody's a winner in this one.
Good pick, Al.
Yeah, Al. Props to you, brother. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Now, Tony was supposed to do homework next week, but Tony will not be in attendance because it's his anniversary. His anniversary. And his kid's going to school or some shit. So I was tasked into finding homework 3 minutes before the show started. And I came up with this. It's on the YouTube.
It better be less than 10 minutes.
It's about 16 minutes.
No, it's all right.
But I think you might enjoy it because we're going back to 1984.
This better not be Ring of Honor.
Well,
1984?
I don't think Ring of Honor was around in 1984. We're going to Houston for Magnum TA against Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase.
July 6, 1984. I'll send you guys the YouTube gimmick after the show. And that's my homework, on-the-spot homework.
I like that.
the location and the parties involved, it already sounds like a fucking classic.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't watch it. Don't know. Could be the shits. The drizzling variety.
I don't know. Ted, 1984, 85. He could do no wrong.
Oh, I got a coupon code for the Cajun Club.
Buy one, get one teeth free.
Nah, he's going to get some nickel dances.
No, we love teeth, bro. Wait, all right.
Oh, excuse me.
Nickel dances? Are we throwing nickels or is this a fucking fiver where you get like a 30-second dance? No, I'm curious. This could be a Minnesota thing. I'm interested to learn.
I just made it up.
Oh, well, there you go. Nickel dances.
So what is it if you made it up?
Oh, that's a good question.
HK, what is a woman?
Are you trying to like do what is it, the fucking coin thing where you bounce it and it nickels into
no,
the
he's
oh, yep. Like at the bar, you bounce it off the bar and try and get into the cup. Yeah, I think you do that.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you remember when Mick Foley and Al Snow went to the strip club and Mick Foley
Tropical is right. This is not information Tony shared at the Mexican restaurant.
You don't remember it was a vignette that they did together? It was Mick Foley and Al Snow, and the strippers came and they were dancing, and Mick Foley had like a whole jar of quarters that he got from the casino, and he gives her one. He goes, "Oh, there's plenty more where this came from," and she throws it at him, and he's like, "Ow, my eye!"
I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Special announcement, just in case. You plan for this. Lunacy will be live Saturday night. It will not be on Thursday. We have a live JCW Lunacy, 8 o'clock Saturday night. Mark your calendars, people.
Wait, where is this happening? This isn't still the Juggalo gathering, is it?
Doesn't say. JCW an hour ago. We will be having a live special Saturday night Lunacy this week, August 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern instead of Thursday. No Lunacy this Saturday. It's Saturday this week. I guess needs.
Go fuck yourself.
So, mark it in your calendars.
No.
Fuck. Excuse me.
Ugh.
It's nice out. I got all the windows open tonight. It's going to get nice and cool.
Is that why the dogs are barking?
Yeah, the dogs are barking. Also, Raw was at like 6 o'clock, and I think it's over now. We got a whole bunch of the final.
Was at 6?
Because they were in Ottawa. Ottawa.
So who gives a shit?
I think they're taping SmackDown today.
No, SmackDown, too. We got Rey Fénix and Penta is going to be your finals for that. Yeah, of course. And Royce Keyes is in a new faction with the OTM, with Bronco Buster. He's back from AAA, so that's cool. And that's all I know.
Okay. Okay, terrific.
We got
AEW. Javon Evans.
Who?
Big Cass. They finally wrestled.
And he beat him?
Yeah.
Wait, Javon Evans beat Cass?
No, opposite way.
Miss Brienne, so nice out. Should be good for a walk. Unfortunately, it doesn't end well. As Brendan.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I got a, when I turned around yesterday, I kind of, are you kidding me again? From her.
Dude.
Well deserved.
The are you kidding me is not painful enough. The again makes it so much worse. Like you can't help but feel fucking really like dejected and fucking like miserable when you hear again.
I couldn't believe you needed me to pull over when we were going to shoot clays.
Hey, I did. I made it.
You did make it. And I was like, oh, there's a portage on there. You good?
I was good.
You might have to stick a maxi pad up your ass, brother.
Yeah, what's the big deal, Tony? Gives a shit if it goes in your ass or in your vagina. As long as it stops the blood, right?
No, but like it's probably severely more uncomfortable than just using Tampax, right?
I feel like they're all uncomfortable.
Oh, Brenda, what is this out of what is this out of context? What is going on?
Because of the one above it. Throw it all in there.
Power walk home for an explosion. Dynamite. Look at that dynamite drop.
I'm glad I make the wives laugh. It's like my gimmick.
Have you ever made my wife laugh?
I'm sure I have.
I don't know. She thinks you're all weird.
Well, feelings mutual sometimes. I saw a picture of her with like six fish on a boat, and then some jackass, I want to say up north of here somewhere, caught like a 1,200-pound fish over the weekend. And my wife goes, "Oh, that looks about as big as the ones Rhiannon was catching." I'm like, "Rhiannon did not catch a 1,200-pound fish, let alone six of them. Take it easy." It really made me laugh. I guess I'm the only one.
1,200 pounds of fish?
Oh, 1,200 pounds of fish? For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And to top it off, Grumpier Old Men was on over the weekend. Nice. And they caught fucking General Sherman and then they set him free.
Catfish Hunter.
Catfish Hunter, yeah. Whatever. General Sherman was the Simpsons. You got something, Double T?
No.
Oh, you were leaning in. I thought maybe you were going to shit on me.
That's my job.
Though you're going to give me a McMahon. I got nothing else.
Goddamn, pal.
I'm pulling up the fucking the thing. Yeah, fuck. Which one is it? I don't even
know. You hear that at all?
What? Yelling or barking?
No, the drops. Barking. You don't hear drops?
Nope.
No, I didn't hear any drops.
Oh, no.
You probably don't have your volume turned up on the thing.
Volume's all the way up.
Is it muted on your soundboard?
Oh no! Here goes.
Yeah, here it's coming. It's coming now.
Oh, is it?
Very, very little.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we're fucking with you.
Why were? Well, these ones were coming through loud and clear.
They just watch wrestling. Oh, it's I barely hear it.
Barely hear it. Really? Oh man, that's a bummer.
It's probably a setting in StreamYard.
That's okay.
Unless you don't have it open on. Oh, well, you wouldn't need it because it's plugged into your soundboard, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
You sure the volume for the channel's up on the soundboard?
Yeah, it's all the way up.
All
the way up. Yeah, it is a shitty gimmick. It's an old one I pulled out of the basement. Whatever.
What the fuck are we doing? There you go.
There it is. Better?
Yes.
Great.
I thought it was rape night. Now it's rape juice.
Rape juice.
I'm doing the fucking
thing. Cue it up, my man.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We'd like to thank those that support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Executive producer Manny Crozzo. Producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Duck Biscuits, Roll, Kathy Hummer, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, and everyone who supports us on our Patreon. Thank you so much for your continued support.
Good night, Diana. Brother.
You know, you guys, are you making fun of me?
Yeah, brother.
Don't go there.
Don't worry about, brother.
I'm in the show.
I'm on my way, brother.
Wait, listen, I ain't showing you nothing because I got in trouble.
You better, brother.
I know, poor handsome Kevin. They were busting on me.
Bust on me all the time, brother.
Yeah, of course. He always sends me edibles.
Yeah, like getting high, brother.
No, they're bad. The old people are bad. You got to watch for them.
Drop a leg, brother.
Is your Hulk Hogan a WrestleMania 9 variant? I see a black eye on him.
Fuck you talking about,
no,
brother?
No. Huh?
Oh, what?
What? Don't be talking about that.
Hell yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother.
What if I want to watch them? Will they blubber and their whatever they got here?
Shut the fuck watch up!
How come it's not big?
pretty big, brother. Pretty big.
I'm holding that.
Watch his grips.
No.
No. Some grip.
I'm here.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, brother.
Fuck yeah. Like,
get ready. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great, brother.
Dummy.
Dummy.
Yeah.
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 I have a small dick.
Yep. Brother.
I love the big package.
No! Fuck no!
Fuck yeah, brother.
I'm pissed now!
Yeah, kiss it, brother.
Fuck it!
Fuck yeah, brother.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I'll believe it, brother.